We have a program for this too. Okay, so I have to go back to this list and start the powder diffraction. And for powder diffraction, it's got the similar interface where you say where what the primitive lattice vectors are in real space and which atoms are involved. And then it calculates the primitive lattice vectors and calculates all these G vectors. And now you only need to know I calculate G here, this is the distance between the planes that are perpendicular to G. And this is the angle then for the specific wavelength that we're using. It depends on it's wavelength dependent. The angle is wavelength dependent. So this is the angle that you expect a diffraction peak for this set of planes in this condition. And there is a number here that says how many different possibilities there are in the crystal for the planes of this distance. So it's also symmetry related. If you go in with a cubic crystal with a 100 G reciprocal lattice vector, there'll be planes with a certain distance. And if you rotate it to Y or Z, you get the same distance.
Okay, so, and then you can figure out what the intensity of these lines are, and I press, this is aluminum, this is sodium chloride, cesium chloride, and you can just put different materials in, and it shows you the X-ray diffraction peak, the X-ray diffraction pattern for the powder diffraction pattern, and you can identify different elements like this.